State Impact Idaho has rolled out a series of stories this week on tax incentive transparency in Idaho. That is, what is and isn't public information when it comes to business tax credits and exemptions. Almost always, tax incentives are created in the name of economic development. But in Idaho, little information is actually available about whether these incentives create jobs and grow companies. State Impact Idaho's Emily Ritter Saunders joins me now to talk about what she's found. So, Emily, let's start with the basics. You've reported this week the state will grant an estimated $845 million in revenue in the form of tax incentives this year. Where's all that money going?
Right. So that $845 million number is an estimate from the State Tax Commission. It adds up all the various tax credits and exemptions the state offers to both businesses and individuals. And we have a sense of where it goes in that the Tax Commission publishes data on which specific incentives are actually being used, but we don't know which businesses are claiming those incentives and how they're being put to use.
But the state surely knows more about the benefits of these incentives than we do, correct?
Well, sure. I mean, high-ranking officials at the Commerce Department, the Tax Commission, the Governor's Office, and maybe some legislators do have access to more details, but the public, you, me, businesses, can't get that specific data. And where that can become a concern is when the state touts the benefit of various tax incentives and there isn't hard data available to back up those claims. I recently spoke with Greg LeRoy. He's the founder of the D.C.-based open government advocacy group Good Jobs First, and he's been studying government accountability for a couple of decades. And he believes anytime a state is offering an incentive or subsidy, all those details surrounding it should be made public.
This is not a corporate bashing issue. This is a good government issue at its core. This is about taxpayers' right to see where their money is going. And frankly, right now with so many states cutting public services, cutting health care, cutting Medicaid, cutting public transportation, cutting aid to schools, you know, people have every right to ask, well, how come there's not enough money to pay for these things? And so we think a lot of people are looking now at these economic development tax breaks.
And a lot of states, Emily, you reported about 37 of them, in fact, are disclosing some tax incentive information in more detail.
That's right. And Idaho's actually one of 13 states that doesn't have a reporting system in place to fully vet the effectiveness of all the tax credits and exemptions that are offered here. And some state lawmakers, including the governor, say Idaho's strong privacy laws complicate their ability to open up some of this information.
Have there been attempts to create a reporting system here in Idaho to measure the effectiveness of some of those incentives?
I know of at least one, Scott. During this year's legislative session, Democratic Representative Brian Cronin introduced a bill that would have required companies that claim $40,000 or more in state tax incentives to report that, separate from their tax return, and report how many jobs those incentives helped create. That bill was never debated. It died in Republican Representative Dennis Lake's Rev and Tax Committee. And Lake says he remembers the proposal, but didn't think it was necessary. Here's what he said to me this week.
Well, it's not something that concerns me because I have a lot of confidence in our tax commission. I wonder if that isn't just a curiosity thing more than really something that matters as far as tax policy. It's just to satisfy people's curiosity, like reporters.
But Good Jobs First Executive Director Greg LeRoy says it's not just reporters or watchdog groups seeking this kind of information. Businesses and economic development folks are interested in it too, says LeRoy.
What are other states doing to make business tax incentive information more accessible?
Okay, well, Missouri is an interesting example and one I've pointed to in some of my reporting. That state has set up a website that lets anyone search the state's top tax incentive programs, and they can do that by legislative district, company, or incentive program. So that means I can go on the site and select, for example, the wine and grape tax credit and see exactly which vineyards claimed the credit and how much it was worth. Illinois, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Ohio all have similar databases.
Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can read more about this story at the State Impact Idaho blog. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and click on State Impact near the top of the page.